Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha. Happy weekend to you friends out there having a good time. Fall is in the air. It's not quite pumpkin spice season yet, although I know that's right around the corner. Anyways, I wanted to have some fun. I'm going to take a break from our short-term rental discussion. I have plenty more to talk about with that. However, I wanted to give you a little bit of a backstory on what's going on in my world professionally and the people that are assisting that. I've got a great friend and great guest in the studio with me. Before I introduce him, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and your friends Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Ideal. So in the studio, the man, the myth, the legend, Matt Desch. Oh, no, we all know that already. However, the other man, myth, and legend, Sean McCourt. Hey, man, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm really happy to be here, man.
Hey, you know what? First of all, thanks for coming in all the way from the peninsula of Washington to be here in the studio.
Right, and it's not pronounced sequim.
No, it's not.
It's squim.
Squim, right? Yeah, it looks like sequim on the map, though. It's one of those funny Washington words.
It is.
We've got
it
We've got a couple of those in Montana, too, like you know, Big Fork.
You know, big
arm,
mountain.
Big mountain. Yeah. You know, really complicated.
Yeah.
Not making fun of it though. Love it all. So listen, Sean, you're, we could have called you. However, I'm really happy that you jumped on the plane and came over here just for this show.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your story. Place. Yeah. You've been in real estate for a minute.
Yeah. A little bit. You know, I think that, 20 years is probably a decent amount of time to spend in something that that you love doing. Started, in the downturn, with a company that, most people have never heard of, but one of the larger builders in the country, D.R. Horton.
Yeah.
Spent, 20 years with them, and
now, was this in Washington?
In Texas and in Washington.
Okay, yeah. Couldn't tell by the accent.
Yeah, and so I had the opportunity to come up here to Washington. Took that opportunity. Worked with them for quite a few years here in Washington.
And there, then that, you're in Montana right now.
Well, yeah. There you go.
You're traveling, man. I get it.
And so. My tenure there ended, and went to work for a company I'm not going to say on the radio,
okay?
Because they don't deserve that.
Okay.
But met up with a guy by the name of Brody Broker.
Sure.
And Brody, probably one of the most intelligent men I've ever run across in my life. He is just one of those guys that he literally gets it.
Yeah.
And So got invited in as a team leader there to help promote that business, help that business grow. And as we were growing the business, we came upon an idea for an expansion.
Right.
And like all good guys who just want to push the limits of everything, Brody couldn't stay in his own backyard. He decided that Big Sky Country was where he needed to be.
Got it.
So he headed over here to Kalispell, and that's where we had the opportunity to come in contact with each other.
Yep.
And you basically are doing what I'm doing in Washington it's kind of a joint effort. It's been amazing. It really, really has. The excitement that you and I have together when we're working together and the people that we're coming across is there's a lot of energy in the room when we walk into a room.
right. And it's powerful, and it serves our people well.
It does.
So little backstory on Brody, and we'll have to have him on the show now sometime in the future. He started his, I think with the last name Broker, he had no choice.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't be a ship's captain and be named Broker. It just doesn't work.
Doesn't work that way. So he left that industry, jumped into real estate with his wife, and they launched an independent brokerage.
Right.
And then after a while, realizing that the independent brokerage just was not giving him the footprint that he desired to expand and reach the four corners of the country, he joined with Keller Williams.
Correct.
And as he tells me, he interviewed a lot of the major companies, a lot of the major brands, national franchises, and KW was the only one to personally invite him to Austin, Texas.
Right.
To sit him down and say, tell me about your business. And that was
Gary. And the scary thing with Mr. Broker is this. He's going to ask the hard questions. He doesn't have a problem with asking the hard questions. Uh-huh. And so as he found out, he was getting the answers that he needed.
Yeah.
Whereas other companies were not allowing him that.
That need or that filling that need.
Filling that need,
So then he brings you on board, and you're helping him grow the market center,
which
is what we call our offices, out there in not Sequim, Squim. Actually, by the way, though, if you Google it, it's a beautiful area. It's
absolutely gorgeous.
It's a fascinating area.
Yeah, if you've ever want to visit a rainforest that's in the country, go to Squim.
Go to Squim. Yep. Yeah. And then, of course, you have Forks.
Right.
Down the road.
Yeah. That's another place. Yeah. Nobody knows about Forks.
Not at all.
Matt doesn't even know about Forks.
Matt's from Forks. See the fangs? Yeah. So, anyways, it's kind of cool going down that road because here we are now.
Right.
You and I work together.
Right.
And one of the efforts that Brody has charged us with was to expand the brand and grow the company here.
Correct.
And so we put our heads together, we make a few phone calls, we get connected with regional leadership inside of Keller Williams for their support and their blessing. And of course, all lights go green. And that's when Keller Williams Ideal was born.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did kick around a few names.
Yeah, we did. And then they kicked a few of them out.
They did. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
However, what's kind of exciting about that is Ideal, the idea behind that that name is that our goal is to be the ideal partner in your business.
Right. And that, I think that's the crux of what Keller Williams provides. It supports the agent.
Yeah.
It's agent centric,
right?
Not brokerage centric,
right?
Or brand centric.
Right.
And so you're seeing it could be Metro Real Estate powered by Keller Williams.
That's right.
It could be anything you want it to be. It's up to you.
Right. Right. Because you are the brand.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, let's unpack this a little bit further about what our value proposition, if I can get that right, is and what it can do for people. Okay. This is the Flat Out Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, my business partner, Sean McCourt from Squim, Washington.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-971.
And we're back. It's the Flat Out Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Sean McCourt. Did you like that?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Sound like a monster truck driver now.
Yeah,
McCourt.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyways, we're talking about real estate, Sean.
Right.
Back on track here. So you're in the business for 20 years.
Right.
You sold new homes for Horton.
Yep.
And probably did that really well.
Well, they say I did.
Okay. Found your way out of that, got your way back into real estate sales via working with Brody.
Right.
Now with Keller Williams. And tell us a little bit about that, Sean. So you're still licensed, still selling.
Still a licensed realtor, still sell. Right. My background, of course, is in new homes. I grew up in a little town nobody's ever heard of in Nevada called Las Vegas. I know no one's ever been there.
Small place in the desert. Right,
right. Few lights.
Yeah.
And so my background, of course, was in mechanics and construction.
Okay.
And so when I went to work for D.R. Horton, I thought that it was a perfect fit.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to know how the house is built, and I'm going to be able to tell these wonderful people how wonderful this house is.
Right, right.
And I soon found out that I needed to stay in my lane because there were guys that actually did that.
Right.
And so...
And that wasn't your job description.
No, it was not my job. But it did serve well in the fact that I could sit down and explain things in layman's terms to a client and have them understand it.
Wonderful.
So my production over the years, I've probably averaged anywhere between 300 and 350 homes a year.
That's like one a day.
Pretty close.
Did you sleep?
Well, I had an amazing team behind me, that took care of all the back end. So I got to be the front and the face and do the sales. And so then, after I left D.R. Horton, I was kind of lost.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, didn't know where I was going to go, what I was going to do. I met up with Brody and it was a really interesting process to go through.
Uh-huh.
And that speaks to the Keller Williams value proposition.
Right.
In the sense that here I was, 20 year veteran of home sales.
Right.
And now I'm faced with, oh my God, I'm going to be one of those resale agents.
Yeah. Yeah. Sell this used one.
And so I really, really had to kind of work on that mentality, right?
Yeah.
I was no longer in the business of trying to garner a relationship in 5 minutes and sell you, you know, a $500,000 home.
Got it.
I had a little time.
Yeah.
And that worked out for me. You know, I've got the personality of a pit bull, but, other than that, you know, people seem to like me and with my experience with new homes, I'm able to help a lot of people understand, you know, the way things work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's been really helpful.
Well, you know, it's a good idea to have a pit bull on your side.
Correct.
Yeah. You don't want a pit bull on the other side.
So, yeah, you don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
No, you don't. So it's good that you're on my side, buddy.
But I've really enjoyed it. The one thing that Brody does bring to the table is he finds talent.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, I was in part of the process of being able to locate you and find you.
Sure.
And so when we started to talk, mm-hmm. We found out that we had a lot of similar ideas, a lot of similar ways of looking at things. The good thing about it was that you had a different take on it because your take was from resale the entire time.
That's right.
And yeah. So it's been a neat learning process for me.
Yeah.
And putting myself in those situations to help other agents, right?
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, you and I, we discuss things almost on a regular basis. We, right. You know, this is like boyfriend, girlfriend type thing. I call you almost every day.
That's pretty much,
and,
yeah.
And so
whether
I'm
I
looking
like it or
for,
not.
but we're trying to find that common thread.
That's right.
And helping our agents yeah. to become the best agents they can be.
Yeah.
And with our experience and our attitudes, which oftentimes get us in trouble, We get there.
You know, I like this. And one of the things that's I want to unpack here while we have a minute left is you mentioned you speak really well of Brody's leadership capacity. And one of the things that stands out to me is that he, like other great leaders, answer the question this way. It's not how I get something done. It's with who I get
Correct.
It done with.
Absolutely.
So it's not how, it's who.
Right.
And that's what you mean by how he pursues talent. And since he has an intention of enriching people's lives through real estate, and that has no limit. Like,
Correct.
You know, why stop at 100? Why stop at 1,000? Why stop at 100,000? Like, he just wants to continue to enrich people's lives through real estate. And for us, it becomes leadership opportunity. It becomes an opportunity to turn around and bless other people and bless their businesses as well.
Absolutely. He's yeah. literally the guy that sees things with no limits.
Yeah. That's pretty ideal.
It is.
That's how we got the name, Sean.
There we go.
Keller Williams Ideal. There's the story. Well, listen, man, we're out of time. I appreciate you coming in all the way from Squim, Washington.
Thanks
to
for having
hang out
me.
With us. Yeah, we'll have to have you on the show again.
Absolutely.
Sean McCourt of Keller Williams Olympic over there in Washington and also my partner with Keller Williams Ideal. My name is Justin Metcha. This is the Flathead Home Show. Hey, friends, be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.